Me and Emily got in our first married fight, and it was absolutely ridiculous. And I'm sure you guys have been here before where, one, you don't really remember what you're fighting about.
Yeah.
Two, you're not really fighting about anything. It's just kind of that moment where you're just kind of tired and you don't really know why you were fighting. All I remember is, and this wasn't the main part of the fight, but it had to do with crunchy versus chewy granola bars.
You guys truly are a married couple now.
Yeah, week and a half now of marriage. Yeah. So I want to tell you guys about our first married fight. This was, and once again, it was such a silly fight. I don't even know all of the elements to it. But all I could tell you is that it started and then ended up as a toddler fight to where we were both going, you know what? You're acting like a baby. And then she said, no, you're acting like a baby. I said, no, you're acting like a baby. And then she said, and I go, you call me a baby one more time. And she goes, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, no.
I will go downstairs.
And she says, good, go ahead.
But that's where it ended up because of, once again, chewy versus hard granola bars.
Okay, so you like the chewy and she likes the crunchy?
Yes, I mean, she likes the chewy sometimes. She was just, she was trying to, as the attorney in her, she was trying to defend people who like crunchy granola bars. Because I'm like, why do people even buy crunchy granola bars?
Right.
Like, I want to meet the person who actually goes and purchases a crunchy granola bar if you have the option of chewy.
Right. Do they enjoy half of it ending up in your lap whenever you try to eat it?
Yeah,
you
know? It's terrible. I mean, it's almost people like, I still want Monistat 7 versus Monistat 1. Like, you're like, why? For what reason? Because it's cheaper? What? No. Like, just,
I'd like to have this for six more days.
Save some more. Like, what in the world? Like, this is not even an argument. So that's kind of why it was one of these bicker arguments. So I'm like, I don't understand. I'm like, because crunchy granola bars, it's like they're stale. It's like they've been in the cupboard with the Indian for like 2 months.
Right.
And you pick it out and you're like, oh my gosh, this was hiding behind the popcorn. What's this?
Right.
Oh, granola bars from 2 months ago. This is awesome. Let's have these. And they ruin your teeth, which is terrible. And my good friends at Wilkins and Dental say you better be careful what you put in your mouth.
Yes.
You don't want to mess your growl up. For everyone can live with that advice, actually. And I go, there is no debate at all why crunchy granola bars are better than chewy. I go,
that's what set her off. Because if you're going to tell a lawyer there's no debate in something, they're going to create a debate.
And once again, it's not like she was necessarily saying that crunchy granola bars were her favorite. It's just she's just trying to defend the people who do like crunchy granola bars. And I'm not here to defend you if you like crunchy granola bars, which is probably 8 of you in the 417. There might be 8. I don't even know. There might be 8 shooting it high. Because I'm going to tell you something about people who like crunchy granola bars. You probably drive 5 below the speed limit.
Oh, my God.
We should probably take your right to vote away from you. You should not be able to reproduce. Period. If you like crunchy granola bars. And these are some of the hard-hitting points that I was giving Emily in our argument.
Yeah.
You probably like the movie I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer.
Oh, God.
Which is the worst movie of all time.
Oh, my God.
And this
so
is
basically,
how terrible.
If they don't agree with everything you
no,
say...
No, not what
they...
I say is that it's so ridiculous to like crunchy granola bars that you probably even drive a yellow car.
Oh, my God.
Like, who does that?
That's rude. I used to.
There you go. Yeah. Is your answer. So that's why it led to, you know what? You're acting like a baby. And I said, you're acting like a baby. She said, you're acting... I go, you call me a baby one more time. And she goes, what are you going to do about
it? Oh, my God.
I said, I will go downstairs and gnaw on my chewy granola bar. Wait a second. I don't have to gnaw on my chewy granola bar because it's not hard. You can gnaw on your hard, crunchy granola bar by yourself, and I will enjoy chewy goodness inside my mouth downstairs.
Hey, how'd that go for you?
Obviously, I won.
Oh, obviously, yes.
I'll be accepting an apology at any time. Today or the next day.
When I was young.
Or never.
In love.